the ongoing fighting south of Bentiu, and now what I understand also in the very south of Unity State, that fighting is having a devastating impact on people. Simple people who are trying to live their lives, people who at the moment are trying to get out to their fields and plant, people who really are just crying for peace and want to be left alone so that they can get on with their lives. And we had a series of non-governmental organizations supported by UN agencies on the ground in the southern part of Unity State, as we have had in lots of different parts of the country in over 80 locations. But the violence became so heavy that, unfortunately, and with a very heavy heart, we had to pull people out of there for their own safety.
How many civilians have been affected with this current ongoing hostilities?
Just in the southern part of Unity, it's fair to say that there are 300,000 people or more who will be left without life-saving aid, because the aid agencies have left. That means if you're a child who gets sick, well, there's nobody in the clinic running it. If you're somebody in need of food aid, the most basic food aid to have some energy so that you can survive or get out to your fields and plant, well, that food aid's no longer available. So it's a very serious situation for about 300,000 people who make up a significant proportion of the citizenship of this country and who, like people in Warrap or people in Jonglei or people in Western Bahr el-Ghazal or Upper Nile, also are crying out for peace, for the fighting to stop, and for aid agencies to focus not so much on short-term humanitarian work, but on development programs, which really are the key to carry this country forward.
Now, with the non-governmental organizations that are being supported by the United Nations leaving these areas, what's the faith of these citizens?
I'm sorry to say that you've got women and children out in the bush because of the fighting. They've been turfed out of their villages, some of which we know were looted. There are even reports that some villages have been burned. I think that what we would like to do as the United Nations and our partners in the non-governmental sector, we'd like to get back into these areas just as soon as possible. By the way, there are parts of Upper Nile State, such as Akoka County, Fashoda County, where we've also had to suspend our operations because we've had staff who have been missing there since the 1st of April. The World Food Programme is missing three staff members in Akoka or Fashoda counties of Upper Nile State. And so it's becoming quite dangerous for us to operate in South Sudan.
Over 300,000 civilians have been left on their own without basic food and medical services. Now, with the speed of events, if this really continues, what's the future like for these people?
Well, it will be very bleak. I think that all of your listeners will know that we're entering the lean season. We already have significant hunger in various parts of the country, including northern Bahr el-Ghazal and Warrap, and there really is a very high level of need in this country. You've got millions of people who are hoping that the aid agencies can provide them with some short-term sustenance, and we stand ready to do that, and we want to be doing that. But actually, what we'd rather do even more is work on agriculture and education and healthcare programs that will help the people of this country come together and take their nation forward in that spirit of independence which so marked July of 2011, but that seems to be very absent at the moment. And let's try to revive what this country was born for, and let's try to help move things forward.
It must be really a very hard decision to make, pulling out and leaving these people by their own there.
I think it's the most difficult decision. No aid worker who is there to help keep children or women or members of the youth or the elderly alive, no aid worker ever wants to leave. But we also recognize that now that just in Upper Nile, for example, where we've lost 10 aid workers since the start of the crisis, we also need to look after our own staff and our own property. And so we're in discussions with the authorities, with the parties to the conflict. We want to be back in Unity State.